The Philippines' anti-graft court is getting ready to try a lawmaker in absentia. It's the latest twist in a widening corruption probe linked to flood control spending. So how did the scandal evolve? Let's take a closer look. Last year, during his State of the Nation address, President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. promised to look into substandard flood control projects. That speech came just days after severe flooding submerged parts of Metro Manila. Soon after, the president revealed that just 15 contractors had taken control of about 20% of nearly 10,000 flood control projects approved since 2022. Those companies soon came under public scrutiny, including ones owned by high-flying couple Curly and Sarah Discaya. Angry netizens soon began digging into the lavish lifestyles of politicians, wealthy contractors, and their so-called nepo babies, who are flexing designer clothes and luxury trips on social media, all while communities are dealing with floods. Several senior officials named in the controversy stepped down, including the House Speaker and the Leader of the Senate. But this problem didn't start here. What's unfolding now is tied to a much older system, pork barrel politics, that lets lawmakers access funds from the national budget for projects in their districts, including, you guessed it, flood control. Oversight is weak and methods of fraud and collusion are well established. Contractors, public works officials, and politicians are accused of working together, each taking a juicy cut of the pork pie. Then there are unprogrammed appropriations. These are standby funds, easily redirected with little scrutiny. Every budget cycle, they become easy vehicles for quiet insertions and personal gain. That's why reform has been so hard. This isn't the first time pork barrel politics has sparked public fury. In 2013, a massive scam exposed funds allegedly siphoned through fake NGOs. There were hearings, there was outrage, but more than a decade on, few powerful figures have been held accountable. And as floods return year after year, it's ordinary Filipinos who keep paying the price while the fight to end corruption drags on.